When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hi. Listen. Last week we messed up. Episode one, straight out of the gates, season three, we record the entire episode with the microphone of my computer instead of our podcasting microphone.
Like, at least it wasn't muted like that one time.
Mm-hmm. No, now I have a dog growling. What's happening?
I don't know.
Wowza.
My deaf geriatric dog is wandering around pissing your dog off.
Oh.
Anyways, we got the proper mic today.
We got the proper mic, and we should be drunk while recording this, because today's episode is drunk like me.
Yep.
I just think I need to do my notes better, because it's almost like I need to watch it, and then I need to... Excuse you. Stop growling. And then figure out the main themes, and then place my notes under the theme of each character.
Yeah. I tried to take notes like you do, with the little dots.
Yeah, and you messed up?
Like, it was just so much. Usually, I don't know.
Okay.
There was a lot of overlapping stories in this one as well, which was the struggle.
If I'm too much... Go get less. Is that how that saying goes?
Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, it's my new merch saying.
Okay, so this is season three, episode two. It's called Drunk Like Me, September 28th, 1998. Matt blows a gasket when his friend almost dies of alcohol poisoning in a fraternity initiation. Like that and so much more.
Yeah, join us for that and so many other things.
Like
a couple things. What was Justin Trudeau doing? And if you're American or you just don't know, Justin Trudeau is our Prime Minister of Canada, and he's a handsome fella, I suppose.
That's what the ladies say.
And he looks like a younger Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, this friend. I don't know who the friend is, or...
No, it's not even a friend. It's the frat guy.
Yeah,
it's the... What are you, if you're, like, the team captain of the frat house? Like, that's who it is.
Yeah, like, head frat guy.
Head frat.
But I was looking through the actors, because there's somebody else in here that I was talking about.
Oh,
his name's David Copeland.
That name is so familiar.
That's him right there.
Oh.
Well, who is he? What's he in?
I'm only ever going to see him like a douchebag now based on this episode.
Oh, he's like a producer and such.
Oh, the name Copeland sounds really... Huh. Hmm. All right.
He's produced 17 things. I guess that's a lot. Product managed too.
Okay.
Like, where's his acting? Oh, here. He's only acted in 4 things.
JAG.
An episode of JAG, this episode of Seventh Heaven, the movie Patriot's Son... And the movie Soldier Boys.
With a Z.
Yeah. And then he went to producer.
All right.
Anyways.
Okay, so this episode opens up and basically, like, the theme, one of the main overarching themes is almost like being left out.
Yeah.
Or not feeling included.
That is true.
Because Matt gets invited. So Matt decides, do you call it rushing? He's going to rush a fraternity.
I've never heard that term.
What? You rush a sorority. Isn't that what that's called?
What, like, what? Can you use rush in a sentence?
Yeah, I think for my college career, I'm going to rush Kappa Beta Kappa.
Like, so what does rush mean? You're going to join?
I think so. I'm really not the expert on this topic.
I've never heard this term before. Like, I've heard of frat house, and I've heard of sorority, and...
Okay, so, okay.
I've heard of initiation.
It's called, what does rush mean in sorority? Also called recruitment. Rush is the process potential sorority or fraternity members go through in order to join, where they meet with all participating Greek organizations on campus, go through interviews and other rounds before they may be offered a formal bid to join.
Rush week. So it's like an interview process where you go. It's like a job fair.
Yeah, I guess so.
For joining a sorority.
Yeah. So Matt decides to rush a fraternity.
Wow. Good job.
And with his new friend, or I guess he's from high school.
Yeah, so that's Kevin. He has been in a couple episodes.
He also looks like he's 37.
Yeah, his name is Steve Monroe.
Oh, he's very handsome now.
Yeah, do you know who he is?
No.
He's the son in Miss Congeniality. He's Candace Bergman's, like, nerdy son.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was more focused on...
Sandra Bullock, who wasn't.
Like, was there any other actors in that show?
It's hard to say. Anyways, he's, like, been in a bunch of one episodes of things and then a few, like, not the best movies.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, definitely the son in Miss Congeniality.
All right, well, so they go and they decide to join this fraternity. But, like, he's a little bit hesitant, but Matt's a little hesitant, but he wants to belong, he wants to fit in.
And Kevin is saying, like, it's just me and my dad's always away working, and, like, I need this.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored at home. It's just him and the nanny who goes to bed.
Not the nanny, the housekeeper.
Or the housekeeper. Not a nanny, he's in high school.
Yeah. But he doesn't have family, he doesn't have community, and so he thinks this is going to be... his community, and his dad tells him that, you know, he made all of his first business connections through his frat house, and, you know, it sort of jump-started his career. So,
like, do you think that Eric went to, like Bible University, whatever it's called? Like, a Christian?
I think it's called the seminary.
Do they have frat houses, though?
Probably.
Like... I can't say what
but
I think.
But not Greek.
It's
going to
be
like
inappropriate.
It'd be like Roman because the Roman Catholics.
If I say what I think they're doing there, we're going to get canceled. So.
Right. Good, clean fun.
So I won't. Yeah. So then they're going to do this, their initiation, froshing. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because then they've got frosh week, I feel. And then.
Yeah. So rush week, frosh week.
This is wild. Good thing we're not going to university in America.
Yeah, I don't think that this is a really big thing in Canada.
Me neither. So they're going to do initiation and like what's the movie? Oh, I'm drawing a blank on it with, with like Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell.
Like wedding
old school, old school.
Yeah.
They show up at the frat house and he's like, we're going streaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, why...
You're my boy, Blue.
My God. I don't know who directed the camera. It's like they thought of a new trendy way to film scenes, and they only filmed it for this frat house scenes. But it's like very almost fisheye lens, very up in your face, very MTV Cribs.
It made me feel like when you were when you're watching like a 90s sort of like true crime sort of story.
Right.
Like what's that one where they're all in the forest?
JonBenet. Oh,
no. The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. When JonBenet goes into the woods yeah. to find the Blair Witch. Right.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's very yeah.
Almost, I don't know. Almost first person, maybe?
Almost like first person.
It's giving first person. It's giving, like, MTV Cribs. Mm-hmm.
And it's really highlighting, like, how gross and disgusting this frat house yeah. is. Like, someone bring a vacuum. Matt, yeah. bring your vacuum. Right. It's so nasty. And so were they going to share a room?
I think so. And so they show them one room and there's like a dirty mattress on the floor and they're like, this is it, boys. And they're like, listen, if there's a bandana on the doorknob.
Yeah, that means don't enter.
Don't enter. You're going to have to learn these rules.
And then the one guy's like, oh, are you telling them the bandana rule? We all have to learn that the hard way. Like walking in on your friend banging some chick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't like that.
Me
and
neither.
Then.
So Matt has second.
Well, what's that line? I should have recorded it. Oh, I think I did. I did record it. And he's like, they're like, so get ready for Frosh Week or initiation. And he's like, oh, does it include things that are immoral, illegal?
Yeah.
in poor taste. I don't know. Yeah. He says some things and they're like, whoa, man. Oh, like
Church boy. Or reverend son.
Yeah. And so Matt talks to his dad. He's like, listen, I don't know about this. And Eric is like, well, I don't know. Like, you're really going to regret it if you don't do it.
But
and
what, like, this is what I mean. What kind of frat house did Eric live in that right. he thought this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Or does Eric just not see that a frat house is a bad idea?
Yeah.
But Eric knew that living with three women was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. So Matt's getting cold feet about this. He's nervous to tell Kevin. He tells Kevin finally. Mm-hmm. Kevin's pissed.
Yeah.
He says he's too much of a wuss to show up to initiation.
Yeah. Like, Kevin, calm down.
Yeah. He says he needs this. And so, excuse me.
And why do all of the participants in this frat house look like they're 35?
I know. They're all wearing slacks.
They're all wearing slacks, like sensible khakis. Loafers,
a button up,
but yeah. like not in a trendy way.
No, they look like they're either in their Sunday best or it's like what their mom puts them in mm-hmm. when before they go golfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Matt dropped Kevin off, but Kevin's car is there.
Yes. So Matt decides not to go, but well, first he tells his dad, okay, dad, I'm going to go. And he's like, okay, if you drink, I thought this was pretty like cool of him, but like could have been cooler. And he's like, don't drink. But if you drink, just stay there because even if you've had one drink, you shouldn't drive. And he's like, but then I shouldn't be telling you this because drinking's illegal. But I trust you. And obviously there's going to be alcohol there. And he kind of like spirals a little bit. And then Matt's like, okay, bye.
It's crazy to me that you can't drink till 21 in America.
I know.
Like, so, and we live in a province. So in Canada, generally the age of drinking here is 19, but we live in a province where it's 18.
You know, though, the older I get, the more I think, like, I think maybe it's unpopular to the youngins, but nobody young is listening to this, sorry to say. But I don't think you should get your learner's driver's license until you're 16, your regular license until you're 18, and then be able to consume alcohol and cannabis legally until you're 21.
Huh.
I just think you need your prefrontal cortex a bit more in place. You need, like, oh my God, sorry, my phone's ringing. It's very loud, the vibration.
Well, and we also live in a province where you can get your learners at 14, which also isn't normal.
Yeah, so we can do learners at 14, drivers at 6, or like driver's license at 16, and then drinking at 18.
I know.
And as someone who did that, I can tell you, it is not a wise idea.
No. Like, we had just moved here when I was 14, and my mom was like, you're not getting your learners yet. I don't even know my way around the city.
Right.
So I waited. I got my learners. I didn't even get my full license until I was 17.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I was pretty smart. Like, we took a lot of transit. None of us had access to a lot of vehicles.
Right.
So, like, yeah, that lowered our drinking and driving risk.
Yeah.
But I was pretty smart. Like, we would call, we would sleep over. I slept over a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
But all this to say, Matt ends up at a bar.
Yeah, so he decides not to go, but instead of going home, he goes to the saloon. It wasn't the billiards.
No, it looks like an old-timey saloon.
And he's
not drinking alcohol.
No. But this woman, who I looked up, she was born in 1963. So, like...
Rita, so she was 30-something?
Rita Chavez. Yeah.
And she played a college, like a third-year college student.
Yeah, she... Well, yeah, I was a third-year med student, right?
Good for her, yeah.
Yeah, maybe she went back to school. Maybe they just... I mean, maybe they felt like because... Barry Watson is also super old, like Matt.
That didn't stop him in season 2 or 1 when they put him with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's fair. So maybe they got, like...
Their wrist slapped.
Yeah. So Rita Chavez is... She introduces herself. It was a very weird scene.
Like, the server brings over a drink, and he's like, oh, I didn't order this. And the server's like, no, it's from this lady over here. And then... Rita just walks up and he's like, oh, thanks for the drink, but I'm not drinking.
And she just sits down at the table with him. And they just start chatting.
Yeah.
And so also we will explain why, but Eric and Simon see Matt through the window of this saloon. And Eric's like, what are you doing here? And Matt's like, get out of here. Like they're like, yeah. like miming through the window. So then Matt gets all the way back home. Everybody's all the way back home. And the phone rings, and it's
not Kevin.
No, it's one of the, it's the shorter frat house guy. Mm-hmm. So the whole time Matt is at the saloon, the show keeps cutting back to Kevin just getting blackout at this party.
Yeah. The initiation is, it looks like you have to do, I don't know, say
you have to do push-ups,
like 20 push-ups
and then a beer bong
and then a beer bong and then a shot of
tequila,
whiskey, tequila. Something gross.
And then more push-ups and then another beer bong.
And it's just a constant rotation.
Yeah. And the shorter guy, who is the guy that was giving them the tour at the very beginning, is saying to Justin Trudeau, mm-hmm. he's saying, like, hey, man, like, don't you think he's had enough? And they're like, no, maybe he can't handle it. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Like, if you have to survive alcohol poisoning in order to join a frat friends, like, just say no.
Yeah.
Just think, what would Matt Camden do?
So the shorter friend calls Matt to say, your friend is blackout. He shouldn't drive, but he just went and got in his car. You need to get here soon.
No, we put him in his car.
Like, who does that?
Yeah, because they didn't want to have a dead guy on their watch. That looks bad for the next rush week. And so if you have somebody die in your fraternity, like, that's going to be bad news.
But it's going to come out that he was drinking with them and it was during initiation. Sergeant Michaels would get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, where was Sergeant Michaels in all this? Where was Eric in his reasonable khakis and like windbreaker jacket?
Yeah.
So Matt's like, I gotta go. And Eric's like, do you want me to come? And he's like, no. And so...
He's like, I got him into this.
Yeah.
Like, Matt, accept some help.
Yeah. So Matt pulls up and he sees Kevin passed out in his car. And he yells at these people, call 911. First of all, Matt, with what, their beeper? They don't have a cell phone.
Do you remember when we were younger and you'd go through like CPR training and like emergency training, like the very basics?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You'd always have to like specifically, you'd be like, you in the yellow shirt, go call 911 and report back to me.
Yeah.
I remember
because
that.
If you just say,
if you just
call 911,
yeah.
everyone will think somebody else is doing it and nobody will do it. So always ask for the person in the yellow shirt.
But now we've all got cell phones and it's on TikTok before the police even show up.
Yeah. And so the people were like, they're drunk.
You, buddy.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Even in my drunkest, if somebody was like, call 911, I'd probably snap into it enough to be compliant.
Yeah. To dial.
Yeah.
So
then... Matt lifts him up like fireman carries, like that's gotta
over his shoulder.
Kevin's a big fella.
Yeah.
Over his shoulder, throws him in the back seat, goes to the hospital.
Throws him in the back seat of the station wagon,
the
wood paneled station wagon.
That's what those are good for. Mm-hmm. And then we pan to a scene at the hospital. Eric's with him. They're trying to get hold of Kevin's dad, but they can't figure it out. And the housekeeper's not answering her phone.
Like, this is just, like, showing how, like what lack of family Kevin has.
Yes.
And how things could have been better with cell phones.
Yeah. And so, they're, like, the doctor's like, you know, if he makes it out of this. And he's like, he's 5 times over the legal limit.
Yeah, like he could go into a coma and never wake up.
And have brain damage. And I think, is it the doctor who's like, you got to tell us how much he drank? And he's like, I don't know, I wasn't with him. And they're like, well, where was this? And Matt doesn't say.
Yeah, like Matt doesn't want to get those guys in trouble. But like,
I don't care who you are. If you bring me to a frat house and get me really drunk, I don't care who you are, I'm telling.
Yeah, and like, and I almost die?
Yeah.
Like, is it because they're all underage, or is it because he doesn't want to be, like, the rat at school? Anyways, then all of a sudden Rita Chavez shows up because she's a medical student.
It's like
student.
The next morning, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Matt's been there all night, and, yeah, Rita Chavez is like, oh, Matt, hi. And he's like, oh, my friend is here. And she's like, oh, the doctor didn't tell you. He's okay. He's going to be okay.
He's awake. There's no brain damage. Great.
Super.
So then Matt goes in to see Kevin, and Kevin's like, they start getting into an argument about what happened, and Matt's like, you gotta, like, tell them,
yeah,
like,
you're not
this
gonna
is awful.
Join this fraternity.
And Kevin's like, I'm not gonna back out. I've been through so much.
Yeah, he said, I've gone through too much to back out now. Like, Kevin?
And then the phone ring? How does Matt end up talking to the short guy?
He ends up at the hospital.
Short guy?
I think, my God, we just watched this. We've got to get better. So the short guy is at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. He shows up to the hospital and he runs into Matt in the hallway.
And Matt's like, you're lucky he didn't die. How could you just leave him? Are you the one that put him in the vehicle?
Yeah.
And now you're here to see if he's okay. And the short guy, Justin Trudeau's sidekick, is like, actually, I'm here to tell him that he's out. We can't have this.
He can't handle his alcohol. He's a liability.
Yeah.
Like, when you're beer bonging shots over and over
Have
and
you
over.
Ever beer bonged?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and keg stand.
So a keg stand is where you do a headstand on the keg?
Yeah, like you put your hands on either side of the keg, and your friends lift
you
your
up.
Feet up into the
so
air.
You're in a handstand.
Yeah, you're in a handstand position, and then you just put the beer nozzle from the keg in your mouth, start sucking.
But what's the point of being upside down?
Like, it gives you a head rush.
When you stand up?
Yeah, like when they flip you back up again, and like, it's fun.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was,
I did it on a pony keg once, though, and it tipped over, and I, like, cut my hand.
What's a pony keg?
It's a half-size keg.
It sounds like I don't party. I mean, I don't currently party, but I've not been like an ale drinker. Yeah. I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah. And then a beer bong is with a funnel and a big long hose. And
right.
Someone
and then
pours
you pour
the
beer in the funnel and it goes down the tube and into your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
And is it just because it's like, why didn't they just shotgun a...
Like, I think it's just a different way of shotgunning. So shotgunning is when you take a beer can on its side and you stab it with, like, a set of keys.
Mm-hmm.
And it pops a hole in the bottom.
A rusty nail.
A rusty nail.
A needle.
Yeah. Yeah. Your switchblade.
Yeah.
And so it pops a hole in, like, the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Side of the can, but down near the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then you throw that on your mouth and start sucking, And then if you open the can, the top of the can, then it makes like an air. It goes,
whoop. It rushes into your mouth.
Yeah. It's just a real fast way to get
heartburn.
Well, now.
I was more like, while you were doing like headstands, keg stands, and beer bongs,
yeah.
I was doing tequila body shots.
Yeah.
Like out of my belly button and other people's belly buttons.
Yeah. One of my main moves was to take my shirt off and do the keg stand topless.
Just for an extra rush?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, okay. Mom.
Yeah. Barb, I don't know.
Want me to suck tequila out of your belly button later?
Yes.
So then Matt shows up at the frat house.
Oh, yeah.
Driving not the station wagon, which we'll tell you about.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Matt shows up at the frat house, and he's pissed.
Oh, he's raging.
And the nice guy, the nice short guy is like, he's mad there. He's upset as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm out too. So Matt's pissed off about the whole Kevin thing.
You're just breezing over the fact that he grabs Justin Trudeau by the collar.
I forgot.
And he's like, you're the one, you ruined this. And then he throws him to the ground. And Justin, in his smart shirt and khaki pants, falls to the ground.
Yes.
And all the frat guys that were initiating are hungover in their pajamas, like picking up garbage.
Yeah.
And then the short little buddy is like, I'm out of here. Can I get a ride? And Matt's like, get in.
Hop in.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm out of this thing. And then they drive off together.
Yeah, into the sunset.
Into the sunset.
Into the credits.
But we don't know. I wonder if we'll find out. We don't know what happens with Kevin. Like, does he stay in the frat?
We'll never find out.
Well, no, I guess they wouldn't because they were going to kick him out. But does he try to re-initiate?
Like, the continuity of this show,
yeah,
in past, implies to me that we will never find out.
We'll never see Kevin again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do we want to talk about maybe just Eric and that woman?
Oh, gross. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, at one point, we're in the church. Eric's in his chambers.
Yeah, gross.
Who knows what he's doing? And there's a woman in there, blonde-haired woman in there with him.
He's initiating Nancy Randall.
Her name's Nancy Randall, and she's new to the church, newly divorced, and going to join the choir.
Yeah.
So her name is Kim Johnston Ulrich. And she was in 789.
Oh, I was like, no, her name is Nancy.
The actress.
I was so confused. Okay, yeah.
And she was in 789 episodes of Passions.
Of course she was. Everyone now knows exactly what she looks like.
Like, that show was so problematic.
Yeah. Like, why aren't we Passions, a lesbian recap?
We should recap Passions, although...
Maybe over on the Patreon.
It's like 780 episodes.
Okay, I'm saying like an episode or yeah. Like recap a season.
Like maybe the like series premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there was some characters that didn't age well.
Yeah. So Nancy Randall is like, I'm newly divorced. And Matt's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. She's like, are you kidding? It was the greatest thing ever for me. But now she has a music degree and she wants to use it. So she's going to join the choir.
So she's like in the chambers with Eric and Matt shows up and she's flirting with Eric.
Oh yeah.
And Matt kind of sees it and... But then it's almost like he's going to flirt with her. It was like a moment. It was weird between the three of them. And then nothing more is said. And then Eric and Simon are at the pool hall.
Yeah.
On a father-son date.
And we'll get into why. So, well, because Simon's feeling left out. So Eric's like, I'm going to take him for a guy's night. They go to the pool hall, but there's no tables. A 30-minute wait. This place is packed.
But guess who's there alone at a table? Taking up a whole table, Nancy.
Yeah, like at a high top in the
Go
middle
sit at
of
the
a
bar.
Thank you. I just couldn't, maybe this says more about me, but I could just never go. If I went to a restaurant by myself, I would ask for like a quiet corner table, a booth. I wouldn't go to a billiards.
Yeah.
Unless I was Nancy Randall looking for flirty times.
Yeah, she wanted to be out in the middle looking for... So she like waves Eric and Simon over. Simon's mad at Eric this whole time. And so he's just playing like, he's playing like a cranky like 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, get over it. And Nancy is flirting with Eric. She's
hand on his hand.
Hand on his hand and like chatting. And Simon, it's making Simon even more mad.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I was like waiting for like a big thing. Yeah, he's being rude and she's trying to ask Simon questions and he's just being a douche about it. And finally she's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go. I'll pay for my meal. And then Eric's like, no, no, I'll pay for it. And she without even hesitating, she's like, thank you so much. And then leaves.
Yeah. It's like, which is interesting. So she asked the waitress
for her bill.
For her bill. But then it all just appeared out of nowhere. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's magic.
And so... she was on Passions. There was magic in that show.
And Simon's like, she was flirting with you. And he's like, no, she wasn't, Simon. Like, she's just a nice person and she doesn't know anybody. Da, 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 da.
So they get back home later and...
It's like the next day, I imagine.
And Annie... So Annie and Simon are having like a heart-to-heart. And he's like, Mom, I got to tell you something. And she's like, is it about that Nancy Randall woman?
Mm.
And you think that she was flirting with your dad? And Simon's like, yeah. And and Annie's kind of just blowing it off, but and doesn't really think much of it. But then in another scene, Matt says something about it. And they're like, yeah, she was flirting with you. Like, and Eric's trying to play this like aloof. Like, I don't notice when women are flirting with me because I'm a married man.
Yeah, it's because he prefers young girls.
Yeah.
But then
Nancy
shows up at the house. Annie answers the door and she's like, oh, you must be Annie. I'm Nancy Randall. Is your husband home? So she goes and gets him and... She comes in and she's like, I just wanted to let you know that I was flirting with you and I do find you attractive and therefore I need to find a new church because this isn't going to work. But I didn't want to just disappear and have you wonder whatever happened to me. So I'm here to tell you.
And Eric's like, okay, thanks for telling me. And then he's like, did you join that church down on, I don't know, 42nd Street around the corner?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I did. And so then she leaves and then Annie shows up. And Annie's like, oh, I'm proud of you. And, you know, you can never tell when women are flirting with you.
Gross.
And then Annie's like, how did you know that that was the church that she had joined? And Eric's like, it's the only one with a single reverend. Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, Nancy, keep it in your pants. Go join Christian Mingle.
Okay.
So...
The Annie, Ruthie, Mary, Lucy, and then Simon-ish story are all together.
Yes. And it all kind of circles around Simon. So it comes to Simon overhears them talking about how Annie just has a feeling that the twins she's pregnant with are girls.
Yeah.
And Mary, Lucy, and Ruthie are stoked. They're like, this is the best. We're so excited. And Annie's like, yeah, this is going to be great. And then Annie's like, but what else is great is I got your brother a used old car, but it needs the engine rebuilt. And I thought all of us together could work on it to surprise Matt.
Did you notice the very first scene with all three girls? So it's Ruthie, Mary, and Lucy. And they make that giant bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
So it's like the three girls are eating out of this giant bowl of cereal.
So that Annie wouldn't have as many dishes to clean up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And like Lucy says, we thought we'd save you some cleanup time. Like,
yeah. Gross. Clean up your own dishes.
And so Simon shows up and he's like, I'll just get my own bowl. And that's like the first sign where he's like feeling left out.
Good catch.
And like Matt didn't go away to school, but he's going to school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Simon is feeling like he's going to be the only boy kind of thing.
Yeah. So when Annie announces this car thing, I think, well, Simon says, oh, like, I thought I was going to fix it up with you. And Annie's like, well, I thought we could all do it. We could all learn. And Simon's like, but I'm the car guy.
Like, all right.
This is the first time in three seasons.
you've got a poster on your wall that you purchased at your book fair of a Lamborghini. That's the only inclination that you are a
Yeah,
car
that's
guy.
True. Oh, you know what, though? Actually, now that I'm saying that, didn't Simon win that sports car?
Oh, my God. He did win a sports car.
So, I guess they've made some references. Mm-hmm. But Simon makes it sound like he spends every Saturday rebuilding engines in classic cars because he's the car guy.
But, he also spent a whole episode trying to win, an Ant-Man thing. Not Ant-Man.
And he played soccer. Remember, he didn't want to go for his shot.
And he's a magician.
He's a man of many trades.
So he's so mad that the girls are going to help his mom with fixing up this car. And he's feeling outnumbered. And he says that it feels like a Tupperware party.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Feels like a Tupperware party, and suddenly fixing cars is girl stuff.
So, also, I just think it's so funny that Annie's like, yeah, we got this car. We got to rebuild the engine. Do you know how hard it is to rebuild a car engine?
I know that it's not hard because Lucy did it using her book, Cars for Dummies, or Rebuilding an Engine for Dummies.
Do you remember those dummy books? They were everywhere in the 90s.
There was a dummy for everything. Yeah. Windows for Dummies. I have a sign language for dummies.
Windows 95 for dummies.
For dummies. Accounting for dummies.
So they're going to rebuild this engine. I don't know that much about cars, but mm-hmm. I know you need a proper garage where you can lift heavy things like the engine up and out. And
no, they have a ratchet set and a wrench.
That's and a rolly cart.
And a rolly cart. That's all you need. So Lucy takes to it right away.
Yeah.
She is reading this book and she's figuring things out. And it's I think it's actually really cute. She's so into it.
Yeah. She's pretty much fixing it all on her own.
Yeah. And Mary and Ruthie end up just leaving to go to the park.
Yeah. They take the dog. They take Happy and they go to the park.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be involved, but Ruthie's too young and Mary doesn't seem to care.
Yeah.
And so they go to the park.
To pick up boys.
And Ruthie's winking at a boy walking by.
Yeah.
She's 7.
Yeah, and the boy winks back.
She was pregnant in the last episode, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so Mary's trying to say, well, this is where I met Wilson, so.
Yeah, this should work. And sure enough, some guy comes up and he's like, oh, your dog is so cute. And then he's like, I would have thought you would have had a bigger dog because you're such an athlete.
And he's like, oh, I'm Jay from school.
Yeah, she's like, do I know you? And he's like, yeah, I sat beside you every day in geometry or something.
And she's like, my name's Jay something. And she's like, oh, you grew up so much over the summer. He hit puberty.
Yeah, he got tall. And so he's like, oh, what are you guys doing? And she's like, oh, we're actually rebuilding a car. And he's like, oh my God, I love cars. What kind of car? And she's like, oh, hard to say. Because she has no idea.
Yeah.
But he's bought into it. And she's like, well, do you want to come see it right now? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to. So off they go to look at this car that Mary knows nothing about.
And so Mary's trying to look like she knows what she's doing. And she's like, yeah, I'll change the oil. And so Lucy clues in and she's like a nice sister and she says something like, oh, Mary, you always change the oil. Let me have a try at it. So she starts to change the oil. And Jay is just tickled with this car.
Yeah.
So
what is it? Do they say what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, they do. It's a 1984 Camaro.
I guess that's nice.
It is.
Okay.
But, the sound that it made when it pulled up, I just don't think, unless it was, destroyed, in 1980, a car, you have to remember it's 1998.
Oh, you're right.
I would expect a 1984 Camaro to sound like that today.
Yes, in the year 30
years later, 40 years later.
Yeah, but not a 15-year-old car.
Yeah, there's lots of cars on the road that are 15 years old.
That's very fair. It should have been a 1975 or a 1965.
Exactly, yeah.
A Model T.
1924.
Yeah.
So Simon's upset. He's not helping. And this is at the point where Annie says that Eric and Simon should go have some man time. Yeah. And so then they go to the billiards, and then they see Nancy Randall, and then they're leaving the billiards, and that's when they see Matt through the window.
With Chavez. What's her name?
Rita.
Rita Chavez.
So this whole time, back at the Camden house, Lucy and Mary and Jay are hanging out with this car, and Mary has, I guess, gone to change. And she's got her hair in pigtails. So her hair is short.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys watch our Instagram. You should. But her hair is like as long as mine. And she's got her hair in these tiny little pigtails and a belly top.
Like a crop top or like a t-shirt. Because this used to be a thing. A t-shirt, but then you roll it and like fold it up into your bra so it becomes like a crop top.
Yeah, tie a knot in the side.
Yeah. So suddenly she's just this like garage...
Hanging out
woman. Sexy lady. Which made her look even more like a lesbian, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it did. So then Simon has got, like, he goes out with Eric and he decides he's going to have a change of heart. So Annie talks to him about being the man of the house.
She's like, with Mac on, you know, if I have twin girls, you think about... You know, all the boys they're going to bring home and...
You're going to have to fight off all the boyfriends you already have. And Simon's like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to be the man of the house. So he decides, he flips his tune and he puts on this like one piece mechanics outfit.
A coverall.
Coverall.
Right. Like a one piece mechanics outfit. It's like a mechanic singlet. It's coveralls. And it's got, like, I don't know, like a Jiffy Lube logo on it or something.
Did you notice, though, also, Mary's outfit was, like, it said, like, Lewis on the...
Oh.
Like, it was, like, an...
Auto body
old shirt. Yeah. Anyways.
But and Simon's so, get up. He's got a funnel, some spray, like, Windex, some...
Like, on his belt.
On his belt. Like, all these tools that, like, make no sense, but...
So Simon shows up into the garage and he's like, yeah, I'm helping now. And Jay is like, oh, hey, bro. And Simon's like, oh, hey. And they like connect right away. And Jay says that he's got a prowler at his house that he's rebuilding.
He's rebuilding.
Or that he just drives.
It's brand new because his dad works at a car dealership. Right. And so he never gets fixed up cars like he wants. He always has to drive new cars.
Oh, darn, Jay. And so Simon's like, oh, sweet, can I see your prowler? Like, is it in our driveway? And Jay's like, no, I just ran over.
I jogged over.
Like, okay.
And Simon's like, well, I need to see it right now. And so they just leave to walk back to Jay's house. He only lives a few blocks away.
With Happy. So they are walking back, are walking over to Jay's house. And Simon's like, tell it to me straight. Like, which of my sisters are you into? I'm like, okay. And Jay's like, neither of them. I actually just wanted to see the car.
Yeah, he's like, I just broke up with someone. I'm not ready to date. And Simon's like, this could be the start of a beautiful thing. So Jay and Simon become friends.
Yeah. And so Lucy has fixed this car herself.
Right.
Matt shows up.
And Annie says, you should do the surprise.
You should give him the car.
You reveal it. You did most of the work.
And so... I also liked how they had to explain to us how Matt wasn't going to find the car in the garage and they're going to unhook the garage door opener and tell him that it's broken.
Yeah.
So, anyways, they call Matt into the garage and she's like, Lucy's like, this is for you. Like, we did this and I did rebuild this car for you. And so Matt, though, is in the throes of being pissed at the fraternity.
Yes. It's like he just left the hospital and he needs to get to the frat house to, like, grab Justin Trudeau by the...
Scruff
and shake him.
And so because it's almost like it's an inconvenience that he's being called into the garage.
Yeah.
And so, excuse you. And so, a motorcycle just went by real loud. And so he just blows Lucy off. He's like, oh my God, this is for me. And she's like, yes, like we did this for you. And he's like, oh, I'm going to take it out for a spin. And she's like, can I come? And he's like, no.
Not this time. Like, really? You couldn't just do it once around the block?
And he gets in that car and busts over to the frat house.
Yeah.
To shake Justin
Trudeau. And Lucy's just standing there in her little getup, her overalls. She's
like, okay.
Like, you're welcome.
There was another moment in this episode where Eric does make a joke about, like, Lucy being the middle child, and she's the one that is always crying about.
Yeah,
because it was true. Simon. Like, Simon's feeling left out, and Eric's like, isn't that Lucy's job? Yeah. Like, Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, I don't know if you guys care, but the license plate of his car is 3DAW608, and I didn't know what that meant, so I Googled it.
I know, and
it's just a trivia piece.
I just want to know, is that what license plates, I guess maybe in California that's what license plates are, but for us it looks like a vanity
like a personalized plate, yeah. Because we've got three letters and four numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So the
oh God. We're just going down here.
Okay, next episode is called Cutters. Lucy's new best friend is hiding something, and Mary stumbles upon her secret. Anyways.
Drunk in one episode, cutting in another episode.
Mm-hmm. Episode 4, we've got another teacher coming on to students, so.
Oh, God. This is great.
Yeah. We have a listener that said that season 3 is their favorite season.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. I don't know.
I know. So I'm excited because it seems to be picking up. We've got a bit more character development. Uh-huh. Like, they're touching on real world issues.
Yeah, like, there's still lots of loose ends. We still don't know why Matt didn't go away to school. I don't think we ever will.
Yeah. Somebody did comment and say he did mention it in that episode. He decides not to go away because he just thinks too much is happening with the twins being born. That's why he's staying. Like, in that episode, he does mention it.
Yeah. It's like they aired the first episode, and there was, like, a whole bunch of people wrote in and were like,
yeah.
What's Matt doing here?
Yeah.
Or I wonder if he had something in his whole personal life planned, and then that fell through.
No, he did have something in his personal life that we talk about over on the Patreon. And that's why he had to take some time away during this season. So I think he's just not in it as much.
Oh, okay. It's this season?
I think so. You're going to have to go listen to the Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and look up A Lesbian Recap.
And then you can hear it.
And you'll hear it. So,
all right.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. And shoot us a note and say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.